Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about the rare and elusive. Actually, it's not rare and elusive.
It's becoming more common.
Mama bears.
Roar!
If you're a woman who has had that thing kick in,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I'm going to protect my kid at all costs.
You need to be a mom. How about like an aunt or an aunt watching the kids?
I think you could. If your mama bear gene kicked in for somebody else, like there's a woman thing. Like this woman, this one's kind of the grossest story we have. She's an Alabama mom who I guess her 11-year-old was being bullied.
Yeah.
So she got on the bus and beat up the bully.
Did. It was like 11-year-old.
How do we feel about that?
I get it. It's natural instinct for a parent to want to protect the child. And if your kid's being bullied and you're not getting any help or people can't really do anything.
You feel like you got to take matters into your own hands.
And bullies only understand one thing, being bullied.
But isn't the smarter play to throw cash at a 13-year-old?
That's what we would do.
And have them beat up the 11.
Right?
Or just a little bigger 11-year-old.
Exactly.
But you don't want to get on the bus.
No, and then now because she got arrested, there's like fines and she's got a record.
She went full on mama bear. She's had to post $10,500 in bonds. She could go to jail for a bit. She's been charged with assault, trespassing. You're not allowed on the bus
at all,
and disorderly conduct.
So if you were the bully and you saw that the mom went to this lengths, you would stop. You pick some other kid, right? Or would you continue?
No, I'm going to sue the mom. I might go after that kid a little more and see if I can tweak the mom into punching me again.
More money.
Mm-hmm.
Love where your head's at.
I'm a little bit of a
capitalist.
It's called poking the mama bear.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Poking the mama.
It's not a great plan.
But if you pull it off, man.
Because some of these mama bears we're going to talk about have like fought off
like dangerous
animals,
yes.
criminals,
yes.
things like that. If you're a mama bear, and again, you don't have to be a mom. If like Steve said, you're an aunt, whatever.
Grandma.
If you went full on mama bear,
Rawr.
Like trying to protect a kid, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. By the way, we have a voice disguiser.
Yeah, so we do a BD. Yeah.
If you don't want anybody to know. Police say a man tried to carjack a vehicle with a blind 10-year-old boy inside. But Mama Bear was there and fought him off. She was actually
nice.
Out of the vehicle.
Wait, and left the...
She was putting gas in. She's not like running into the dry cleaner.
Okay,
bro.
Like you
2 seconds
do.
In.
You and your...
Well, if they were asleep, what am I supposed to do?
Wake them up.
Wake them up.
Get them out
carry
of their
them the
seats.
Six steps in to get my shirts.
Yep.
No. I didn't leave it running.
Okay. That makes it better then. You're
it was
okay.
90 degrees outside and I left the windows rolled up.
There.
No. So she said she was opening the passenger side door when a man jumped into the driver's seat.
Dang.
The engine was running. You're putting in gas
and
you left your engine
running.
All right. The gas stations want to talk to this mama bear. She struggled with the dude inside the car and he finally took off.
Now that's heroic, but does it really matter the quality of eyesight of the child? It's a blind. I get it.
No, it makes her more of a hero.
It does, but
she's protecting a blind kid. If she was protecting any kid, it'd be heroic. But
yeah, but we had to throw
she's protecting because then he didn't even.
What if he had heartburn? Steve,
what? Okay. Are you going to do this to all the mama
no,
bears?
I promise.
Okay, so did he have a
Hangnail? Tell me more about the kid you were protecting.
You're right.
There's another mama bear. A five-year-old was attacked and dragged across his front lawn in Southern California.
Jeez.
By a mountain lion.
Yes.
The boy's mom was inside the house when she heard some commotion. She ran out and started punching the mountain lion with her bare hands and got this big, huge cat off her kid.
That's amazing. You know what? Fast. I love about you parents now. The second you became a parent, you have no choice. Your body and your mind automatically runs to that danger. You can't stop yourself. Your mind, you just go.
The couple times anything bad has happened, there isn't even a second where you think.
Right.
Like if Noah or Mia were being attacked by a dog or even Moxie. At this point, I went mama bear on a German Shepherd the other day.
Because they were attacking.
I didn't have to go full on mama bear, but like Moxie's like kind of walking in all the like tall grasses, like, and there's a bunch of fences. We're on like a walk, and this dog stealth came up to the fence, and then right when it was like Moxie smelling the fence, and the dog starts going roar, 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 and then it jumped like 6 feet in the air. Like I could see the whole dog over these are 5.5 foot fences, and I'm like, I mean, I pulled the leash as fast as I could, and I was just ready. I'm like, I'm going to have to punch this dog out. It didn't clear the fence. It jumped straight. I've never seen a dog with a vertical like that.
Holy.
But
without thinking.
You're immediately like, yep. I'm going to fight a dog.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to let, Moxie is tiny.
Very tiny.
And like, that dog would pass Moxie through its lower intestine in about 3 seconds.
But you just jump.
It's not even.
Mama bear.
And I didn't realize I had it for the dog until that moment. But there's a mama bear, like with your kids, it's not even funny. It's like there's zero hesitation.
You don't even
hesitation.
Realize. It's something takes over.
You have no choice, dude.
Right.
Your body starts moving towards whatever. Like you'll even, like this sounds, I'm not trying to be heroic because I haven't been in this. You will absolutely die in their place. And it's not even a question.
That's crazy.
This woman's punching a mountain lion in the face.
And
like,
not thinking twice.
There could be two people dead that day, but you don't care. It's like, I'm going to make sure one of them, and hopefully my five-year-old's not.
How did it turn?
The kid had to go to the hospital and stuff, but I think it's okay. I think the law enforcement had to take they had to shoot it. Because once it's attacked a kid, they're like, well, it seems like they start just hunting.
Yeah.
They're just hitting elementary schools and whatever, daycare centers.
Wow.
But I mean, that's exactly what a mama bear is. Somebody else fought off an intruder and stopped her kid from being kidnapped. We don't care what it is, whether you're fighting bullies, fighting mountain lions, or whatever. We want to hear your best mama bear stories. Lori's done it, apparently. Lori?
Yes.
Yeah. Mama bear, what did you do?
I had picketed my child's school because there's another parent harassing.
You picketed? Like you literally made signs and marched back and forth and said, hell no, we won't go kind of thing?
Yes. And I also, I made these big signs and I had all my little daycare ducklings following me standing outside the school.
Nice.
And the principal came out and told me that I needed to leave school grounds. And that I was banned from the school district for the rest of my life.
The school district for the rest of your kids' life and your life?
My life. I have grandkids in that district now. I can't go to their school.
For real? But your kid got to continue to go to the school?
Yes. And not only that, once they were there for a book fair or whatever, that parent, you know, kind of was harassing my younger son. I couldn't do anything about it. But yeah, it was, I could have been in a lot of trouble, but it turned out okay in the end.
I don't know if everybody missed, but like, it sounds like you were a daycare provider and you brought the innocent victims along for your little, for your little rally there.
Yes,
I did. And also one of my daycare parents was a cop and I called him for advice and he's like, I didn't give you that advice. How to handle the situation. I had to take it on him.
A parent was bullying
a kid.
I don't, what?
And then you chose to pick it as opposed to hitting him in the face with a book.
Well,
hey, you did great. We don't want you to pick it down here. Yep. So you have yourself a great day, Lori. Thank you. Heather?
Hi.
Yai.
Yai. Mama bear.
Roar.
So when I was in high school, my mom had been dealing with the principal's office for a while because I had been bullied. Well, she went up there because I had been assaulted by someone throwing something at my head in the cafeteria. And they wouldn't let her see the principal, and she had just spoken to him probably half an hour prior.
Oh, boy.
And they wouldn't let her, so she went and she swiped the computer, all the pens, everything that was on the front office's desk off the desk.
She didn't steal it. She did the, like, swipe. No, she just, like, knocked everything.
She knocked everything off the desk. It was, like, two computers, a ton of pens, and the principal came out of the office because he heard the commotion.
I was like, oh, thought you were busy. Should we talk now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was not happy that her daughter had been assaulted and they wouldn't let her see him.
So, like, she bullied the principal. That's what she
it's I like the only that. Thing they understand,
oh,
Steve. Did she get in trouble for
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. No, because she had had, like, five different police reports of the bullying, and they hadn't done anything about the girl who had been bullying me.
How did that end? Did you bring it to an end yourself, or did...
Originally, I dropped out of the school, but then I ended up meeting her before I left, and I broke her nose.
Look at you.
Yeah, we ended it quickly.
Once you beat up the biggest guy in prison,
yeah, they'll leave you.
You're the new alpha.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
I had the confidence back then, but the good thing is I met her years later and I'd lost a bunch of weight, and I made sure to mess with my nose a little bit when I went and said hi to her.
Snap.
Oh,
look
my
at
God.
You, Heather.
Holding on to it. Thank you for the call. Yolanda.
Yes.
Yay.
Mama
or
Bear,
should
what'd
I
you
say,
do?
Rah.
What did you do?
So in my younger years, about age 18, I was visiting an amusement park.
Oh boy.
And I was coming out of the restroom, and I witnessed a guy smack his girlfriend.
Ooh.
And so I walked up to him, and I decked him in the face and ended up breaking his nose.
Dang.
You didn't know her, but you decided it was your mama bear moment. You're going to protect her.
That's right. So the cops were called, and when the cops showed up, they asked him if he wanted to press charges. And the officer that was dealing with the situation said to him, "You do understand what it's going to look like if you press charges that this little bitty 5-foot woman beat you up."
Good point.
And so at that point, it was all over.
Yolanda,
wow.
We want you on our bodyguard team.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.